Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited that you're here for the 23rd episode. Every time I record a new episode, it blows my mind that it keeps getting higher and higher and higher, and that every single week you show up week after week to come and listen on here. So I'm truly grateful for you. I'm grateful for you being here, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to share all these words that I have with you and for it to hopefully make a small impact on your day-to-day life. So this episode is going to be a little bit shorter than usual, which they're already not long to begin with. So how could it get shorter, Simona? But it can. There's so many exciting things going on in my life right now. We're moving this weekend, so there's tons of stuff that we've been doing over the last week to prepare for this move. So that's super, super fun. And I will be starting to record podcast interviews with some of my most favorite people, people who are so inspirational to me, and people that I've looked up to. So I'm really, really excited to start having them on here so you can hear what they have to say and learn something new from them and hopefully expand your minds even further, which I guarantee would not be a problem, because if you're already here and listening to this, that means that you have a pretty open mind to begin with, in my opinion. So like I mentioned, Steve and I are moving this weekend, and what I wanted to talk about today is dealing with change. And I think that change is a really hard thing because it brings us so much opportunity, but it's also so rooted in fear, whether we actually realize it or not. I think that people fear change because we fear what the unknown is. We fear being pushed out of our comfort zone, and we fear not feeling like we're in control of the situation. Some people are able to deal with change super, super easily and no problem. And then there's other people that are more like myself that can accept change and are welcoming of change, but still are a little bit fearful of what the future has in store due to that change. So what I wanted to talk about was, how do we deal with change? And I think that there are a few different ways to do this. The first way to deal with change is acceptance. Accepting of the situation for what it is, accepting for what it will be, and accepting for all of the great things that the future has in store for us. Acceptance and appreciation kind of go hand in hand together. And appreciation is super important when dealing with change, because we have to give ourselves a moment to appreciate what it is that's changing and accept how it will impact our futures. When we're appreciative of different change or different situations, we're appreciating the past, we're appreciating the future, and we're being welcoming of what is to come. Another thing that is super, super helpful when dealing with change is to think positively. And it can be a very challenging thing to think positively, because we're not always rooted in thinking positively. More often than not, our minds kind of wire to the negative first, and that's just how the human brain kind of works. If you have a hard time figuring out what to think positive about or how you can be more positive towards a situation, one of the easiest things to do is to start thinking about all the different things that this change will bring, and specifically all of those positive things that change will bring, and all the good things or all the positive things that can happen in your life, and how change can impact your life from all of those positivities. So truly, you guys, you could just take pen to paper and write down all of the things that are positive from the situation, all the things that you will gain from this change. And you can even write down what is testing you the most about this change. And you can find a way to make it into a positive. So what will you learn from X, Y, and Z change? Even though it might not be the most positive experience right now, how will it be positive for me in the future? how will it impact me in a really, really good way? And what will I gain even though I might not be gaining it right now? Another way to deal with change is to find gratitude in the situation. So always having gratitude, you know, for the opportunity to experience change, to have the opportunity to experience growth, to even be living in this change right now. Because I don't know if you've heard like the expression, no news is good news. And yes, in some respect, yes, it could be. But in change, a lot of good things can happen when things are shifting, right? Like a lot of our best growth happens when we find ourselves out of our comfort zone. And so finding gratitude in having the opportunity to experience change and in turn experiencing growth and growth in perspective and realizing that you'll have new opportunities and all of the wonderful things that happen with that, you know, having growth in relationships, growth in ambition. I mean, these aren't things to be taken lightly, right? I mean, having growth in your perspective and your opportunities in your relationships and in your ambition and what you can accomplish in life is no easy feat. I mean, it's an incredible opportunity and it always presents itself through our most challenging times. So even though you might be sitting in a space right now where change is really, really difficult for you, thinking back to these words and thinking back to these suggestions in how to find more positivity and more acceptance and more growth around your change is really important. And it's important because it's what's going to guide you. It's what's going to guide you in the future. It's what's going to help you appreciate what you have right now. And it's going to bring you more peace. And I think you all know that for me, peace means happiness. You're going to have less turmoil internally, and therefore you're going to have less conflict externally. And for me, this is really, really big because when you can find peace with your decision and when you can be at peace with what you're doing and be accepting of the change you're going through and learn and open your mind to the possibilities that it brings, you allow yourself to have so much more perspective and you allow yourself to grow so, so much. And you also allow yourself to project positivity back into the world around you and to the people around you. And so at the end of the day, we all have a choice, right? We have a choice how we want to show up. And so we can be dealing with something that's really difficult. And the way that we choose to show up in something will impact the people around us. So if we are fearful of change and we don't want change and we don't want it to happen, maybe the people around us do want it to happen, and our negativity could be impacting that person. And we actually could be creating a really, really negative living space, living environment, and bringing other people down around us. And so I am going to leave you with that thought, because I'm sure you can probably hear my dog barking on the patio waiting for me to come and get him off the patio. And we're surrounded by boxes in here and just getting ready to officially move. So thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I can't wait to bring you our interviews soon, and I cannot wait to hop back on here in my new space and talk to you all next week. Bye. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.